Welcome. Today, we're discussing an incredibly fascinating conversation about agentic coding, specifically Anthropic's Claude Code. It's like having a coding buddy right in your terminal.
I'm all ears. So what exactly is Claude Code? It sounds like some kind of magic.
Think of it as your coding assistant in the terminal. It lets you code without needing new tools or IDEs. It works with your setup, whether you're a Vim diehard, a VS Code enthusiast, or anything in between.
So, it's universal? That's a game changer. How did this even come about?
Well, it seems Anthropic's engineers and researchers have incredibly diverse coding setups. It's a real zoo out there. So, they needed something that catered to everyone. And, the simplest answer was right there, the terminal.
Ah, the terminal, the great equalizer. So, if I'm a newbie coder, what's the onboarding like?
Super simple. Download it from NPM with a quick command. NPM install -g at anthropic.ai/cloudcode. You'll need Node.js, but most people have that anyway. Then just type cloud in your terminal, and boom, it guides you through the rest.
Whoa, that's incredibly streamlined. But I'm curious about the reaction to Claude Code since its release. Was it met with fanfare?
Absolutely. It was a bit of a secret weapon at Anthropic, boosting internal productivity. They debated releasing it at all. But once it hit internal users, the daily active user chart was like a rocket ship.
Wow, that's a powerful testament. What about its integration with Claude Max? How does that play in?
Seamlessly. With Claude Max, you get virtually unlimited Claude Code access. No more worrying about API key usage and costs. One subscription covers everything.
All right, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. I'm in my terminal. I type Claude, hit enter. What happens next? Does it just start spitting out code?
Not quite. It's agentic, meaning it understands your query and uses tools like Dash, file editing, and more to explore your code base and make changes. It's not just line completion, it's thinking for you.
That's wild. It's almost like a new paradigm for coding, and with the new Claude 4 models powering it, what's changed?
Everything. Improved instruction following. One-shotting tasks like unit tests, which is a huge time saver. And seamless integration with GitHub Actions.
GitHub Actions? So I can just @mention Claude in GitHub and have it work its magic in the background?
Precisely. It's like having a dedicated coding assistant on call 24/7.
This is blowing my mind. What about Claude.md files? I hear they're essential.
They are. They're Claude's memory. Instructions, preferences, and all sorts of context you can share with your team or keep to yourself. There are different types, from global to project specific.
So I can tell Claude how I like my code formatted, and it'll just remember?
Exactly. You can even use the # sign to enter memory mode and give it specific instructions that it will incorporate into the relevant memory file. It's all about personalization and making Claude work for you.
That's absolutely brilliant. What about any tips and tricks you've picked up?
Always ask Claude to make a plan before diving into complex tasks. This way, you and Claude are on the same page. Also, leverage the extended thinking feature after providing context for even better results.
So it's about guiding the AI, not just giving it orders.
Exactly. I see. Interesting. Got it. And the future of Claude Code? What's on the horizon?
Even tighter integration with your existing tools and making those easy tasks even easier. Think tagging Claude in a chat app to fix an issue. No terminal needed.
Wow, coding is truly entering a new era. Thanks for this insightful conversation. That's all for today, folks. Until next time.
Goodbye.